Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is from Molly. Molly is 5 years old, and she has a pretty big question. Micah, what is Molly's question?
What if, in the Passover, a family didn't have children or people or weren't married? Did they still have to paint the door with blood and do all of the other things God commanded so the firstborn wouldn't die?
For those of you who may not remember what the Passover was, it was a time when the Israelites were about ready to leave Egypt. Pharaoh had refused to let them go. So through Moses, God had told Pharaoh that all the firstborn children and animals would die. God then told the Israelites what to do so that their firstborns wouldn't die as well. So do you have your Bibles? Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12 and read verses 3, 4, and 7.
All right, Exodus chapter 12, and then verse 3, 4, and 7. Exodus is right after Genesis, so it's the second book in the Bible, chapter 12. Aiden, can you read verse 3, 4, and then skip down and read verse 7 for us?
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for the household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it.
So if a family was too small to eat a whole lamb, they could share with their next door neighbor. Wherever they ate the Passover lamb, that's where they would put blood on the doorposts. And they weren't to leave the house until the next morning. Anyone who didn't do what God commanded would lose their firstborn child or firstborn animal. Anyone who did what God commanded would be saved.
God's pretty particular because it's even the firstborn animal. So then firstborn, that would also like, if it was a single person who lived in a house all by themselves, if they were a firstborn, they could die if they don't do it, right?
If they didn't participate, they could die.
So in our family, I'm a firstborn in my parents' house, and you're a firstborn.
I'm also a firstborn.
In your parents' house. And then our son, Micah, he is our firstborn. And I have no idea about our dogs. They're res dogs, so you don't even know. But if we were at the Passover, and if we did not put the blood on the doorpost, you would die, I would die, and Micah would die.
Mm-hmm. That'd only leave our youngest son, Aiden.
Poor Aiden. He would be all alone. Mm-hmm. That's why it was so important to listen to God's commands and to obey. And then that shows that you trust him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The blood of a lamb painted on the doorway told God that this was a house that the destroyer should not enter. Hmm. And so in a similar way, when we ask God to forgive us because of Jesus' blood, which was poured out for us, God forgives us and protects us from bad things that might otherwise happen to us.
Wow. So we need to trust God and to ask for his blood to cover us in our day-to-day life. Thanks so much, Molly, for asking that question. That was a big question and gave us a lot to think about. Well, kids, we are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Jessie Brown was 25 years old when she wrote this song. She was from Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States. Can you believe she wrote over 400 gospel songs in her lifetime? The man who wrote the tune for this song was Daniel Brink Towner. And he was also the one who wrote the tune for Trust and Obey. We had Trust and Obey earlier this quarter, didn't we? Well, Daniel Towner was the one who wrote the tune for Trust and Obey, as well as this song, Anywhere with Jesus.
I can safely go anywhere He leads me and this world below. Anywhere without Him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus,
Can you believe we are already at the end of the week? Wow, we have been learning about Philip and how he went first to Samaria and he shared Jesus' love in the message and he healed people and a multitude, in fact, the Bible says, were converted. Then the Spirit told him to go somewhere else. Do you remember where it told him to go? On a road in the desert. Did it tell him why? No, it just said, go on this road between Jerusalem and Gaza into the desert. But Philip obeyed. And when he did, he saw why God had sent him there. There was a man, an officer in Queen Candace's court, who was reading the scriptures. He had been to Jerusalem to worship God, and now he was on his way home. And as he was on his way home, he was reading the scriptures from Isaiah. He was a little confused about that and trying to figure out, who's saying this? Is this about Isaiah or is this about the Messiah? And Philip joined him in the chariot and explained to him all about Jesus. And the officer realized that Jesus was the true Lamb of God. He had come. He had died for his sins. Oh, how happy the officer was. So when they came to a pool of water, the officer asked Philip, why can't I be baptized right now? Let's look at Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, fifth book in the New Testament, Acts chapter 8. And once you find chapter 8, then we're going to read verse 36 and 37. Those verses are the little numbers under chapter 8. So look for verse 36 and 37. Let's see what that says.
Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
They came to some water. Now, I don't know if it was like a stream. I don't know if it was a lake or a pond, but they came to a body of water. And as they were there or as they were passing by, the officer said, hey, what keeps me from being baptized?
And Philip asked him, he said, well, if you believe with all of your heart, you may. And he said, I do. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So they stopped the chariot. Whoa! And they got out. They stepped down. They went into the pool of water. Did Philip just sprinkle water on the officer? No, it wasn't just a little bit of water. I mean, if they wanted to sprinkle water, they could have just opened a water jug that they had, and they could have just used the water from a water jug. No, it was a body of water. And Philip, did he take a dipper and pour some water on him? No. Look at verse 38. What does it say?
So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him.
They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized the officer, just like Jesus had been baptized. So how are we to be baptized? Is it by sprinkling? Is it by rose petals? Is it by a little dipper? No, it's by being immersed, being dipped down under the water. It symbolizes death, going down into the grave, dying to self, dying like Jesus did, and then coming up out of the water represents living again in Christ, living a new life in Him. When Philip and the officer came up out of the pool, Philip suddenly disappeared. He's gone. God needed him to preach about Jesus in other places. And that officer would go back to his country and tell other people about Jesus. Look at verse 39 and verse 40. Acts chapter 8, verse 39 and 40.
Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
I want you to listen to this quote from Acts of the Apostles, page 109. Acts of the Apostles, page 109. Here's what it says. There are many who are reading the scriptures who cannot understand their true import. Could this officer in the queen's treasury, could he understand the scriptures? No, he couldn't. Well, in this book, Acts of the Apostles, it says there are many who are reading the scriptures who cannot understand it. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. What does it mean to be wistful? Oh, I wish. That's wistful. You look wistfully. You're sitting there wishing. You're not doing anything about it because you don't really think that there's anything you can. You're just wishing. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. Many are on the verge of the kingdom, waiting only to be gathered in. There are many waiting, boys and girls. There are many praying to God that they could have some kind of light that He could teach them or send somebody. God wants to send you. He wants you to tell people about Him. He wants you to share the good news, just like Philip did, to share that message with others. Do you want to share that message with others? I know I do. I want to be like Philip. I want to share God's message. I want to hear His voice and go where He wants me to go and where He leads me so that I can tell others about Him. Now, I want you to think about this officer in the queen's court. He listened, he heard, he believed that Jesus was the Messiah, and he wanted to be baptized. Boys and girls, that's something you might want to think about. You might want to think about being baptized, about telling everyone, showing everyone by your actions that you follow Jesus, that you love Jesus, that you want to be baptized, that you believe that Jesus forgives you of your sins. If you want to be baptized, I want you to talk with your parents. I want you to talk with your pastor and see if maybe that's something that you can start studying towards, that you can study and learn more, and that maybe you want to make that decision and that commitment to Jesus and to stand up and say, I want to follow him. Just like that officer said, what prevents me from being baptized? Why don't you talk to a pastor or an adult in your family and see what would stop you from being baptized? Maybe you want to do that, to make that choice and to follow Jesus. Jesus wants to see you in his kingdom, boys and girls. He wants you to share his love with others and to tell other people about him. And then they can be in his kingdom too. Do you want to do that? I know I do. Let's bow our heads and pray for Jesus' Spirit. Lord, please give us your Spirit so that we can be your witnesses to those around us, that we can go where you want us to go and follow where you lead. We love you. Go with us today. Help us in all that we do, all that we say, to be more like you. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. This has been such a good one. Let's go ahead and sing it together.
Acts 1:8.
And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me to the end of the earth. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.